This is the Behind the Problem Sessions with Natalie Liu, and you're listening to Session 7. Are you going against yourself? Sometimes we get so caught up in having the problem that we don't realize how it's taking us in the opposite direction of who we are, our intentions, what we say we want. Often, while we're trying to make a point and all the rest, we end up being and doing things that are reflection we recognize as not being true to our values. It's critical to note this because, you know, when you're in a critic is having a go and saying all sorts of crappy stuff to fuel what might be your sense of injustice or shame, well, the inner critic is actually at its loudest when you are not in integrity. That's what it latches onto, where you are out of alignment with your values, including your needs, desires, and boundaries. The irony is that when we hold on to a problem, the thing that we dislike about the other party that they wounded us with becomes something that we do to ourselves and others. So, for example, we hate the fact that they were indecisive, that they strung us along, that they're self-involved or whatever, but then don't realize how part of the current problem is driven by us doing or having done those very things. They may have been indecisive about being in a relationship or what they wanted and kept saying certain things to keep us on the hook. But if we hadn't been indecisive about what we wanted, we wouldn't have continued. We may have strung ourselves along with fantasies about who they'd become, totally ignoring the truth of who they are and how we were sidelining ourselves. Where we are now with the problem might actually be about our own indecision and secretly stringing ourselves along because we're afraid of having to take the next step or move on to the next stage of our life. The problem causes us to go against ourselves because it's a distraction. It acts as a cast iron alibi for why we're not showing up or being or getting what we say we want. Normally, we might be someone who is thoughtful, considers others as well as ourselves. But in becoming consumed by the problem and maybe letting all and sundry know about it as well by saying and doing things that cause us to continue feeling victimized, we are self-involved. If we dislike their narcissism, for instance, but we keep blaming ourselves for other people's feelings and behavior, or we feel as if they should have been different to how they were because of what we did for them, we forget who we are and engage in the same narcissism. This doesn't make us a narcissist. After all humans are narcissistic at times, but being honest about where we are becoming someone we're not and who we don't want to be helps us to come back to base. We remember who we really are and have more willingness to be truthful about the problem rather than being like all or nothing, where we're either responsible for the universe or absolved of everything. How has having this problem affected your integrity? Where have you said or done things that don't reflect the character values that speak for who you are? How has this problem affected the time, energy, effort, emotions, and attention you give to the people and things that matter in your life? Where has your focus on the problem and maybe trying to get one over on the other party caused you to self-neglect? How has having this problem caused you to deviate from stated intentions and desires? For instance, if you intended to start a business, but this problem has impacted your sense of self and work contribution, you might not feel as if you're in a position to do what you wanted. This might, incidentally, give you a secret out if you are scared of failing or being, quote, too successful. Think about the things that you dislike about this person or the situation from the original problem. How are these reflected in what you're thinking, feeling, and doing? For instance, if you hated being out of control, you might not realize where you are resisting taking command. If you disliked that they talked incessantly about themselves, is that reflecting where you didn't speak up enough about your needs, expectations, desires, feelings, and opinions at the time? Or have you been incessantly talking about, for example, the problem or a series of them without being willing to step up? Remember that recognizing aspects in you doesn't mean that you are the same, or that someone didn't let you down in the way that they did. What you do learn from this is that the way to grow out of problems is to be the thing that you seek. When you have the boundary, regardless of whether other people are the people you want them to be and having boundaries themselves, you become more of who you are and you stop being affected by the same problems.